For the past few years, the Republic of the Sphere has experienced a slow, steady slide toward the edge of an abyss. The catalyst for this slide was the loss of the hyperpulse generator network and the breakdown of interstellar communications, the lifeblood of any star-spanning nation. Chaos, created by the blackout, was compounded by our fears, our prejudices, and our greed. Weaknesses we thought we had vanquished. Weaknesses we deceived ourselves into believing we could eliminate from human nature. During this trying time, we have witnessed the best and worst that everyone, citizen or resident, peerage or proletariat, had to offer. We found greatness. We found frailty. We discovered new allies, new enemies, and most importantly, the depth of our own resolve to take a new and stronger hand in our lives, our futures, and our destinies. And if there was a failure, it was our failure. The failure of those of us entrusted to safeguard Devlin Stone's great legacy. And now, there is nothing more to say, nothing more to endeavor, that we have not said or attempted in the last 10 months. So it is with great sorrow but firm resolve that we put to you, the people of the Republic of the Sphere, that the time has come for drastic and irrevocable action. Our aim is now to save what we can for the future. By the authority vested in me as Exarch of the Republic of the Sphere, in accordance with the War Powers Act of 3082 and the Emergency Powers and Crisis Management Amendment of 3107, I have committed our nation to the following course. First, Prefecture 10 is expanded, by decree, to include all worlds on the list appended to this transmission. These worlds will immediately sever all economic and political ties to their former prefectures. World governors and military legates of the newly attached systems will consider themselves under the direct control of Terra and the Exarch, or his appointed representative. Second, all military forces able to be safely recalled and mustered for the ensured survival of the Republic have been relocated within the borders of Prefecture 10, and will not be forward deployed until such time as is deemed appropriate. Third, following this final address, there will be no further contact, by transmission or transport, between Prefecture 10 and any outside world or power. This self-imposed interdiction will be enforced by the most severe military means necessary. Fourth and last, full faith and sovereignty of the Republic of the Sphere is now invested solely within Prefecture 10. All other prefectures are released to the full and sovereign control of their citizens to decide for themselves how best to weather the coming storm. These commands, by design and effect, do hereby constitute a new Republic territory under the direct and complete control of Terra, and do formally dissolve the former political entity of the Republic of the Sphere. I cannot help, in this dark and uncertain time, but to think of all that we have lost, and to imagine the terrible and far-reaching consequences of this day's actions. But there is nothing more we can do for now, except to pray that we may yet persevere and preserve the light which has guided us for so long, to hold on to the faith that has carried us so far. The Republic was more than a dream. It was an ideal. That bright fire may have been reduced to a guttering flame, but it shall never be extinguished. The fire shall return. The Republic may be temporarily absent, but know this and remember it well. We are all keepers of the flame.